It's Biz Talk on WHBY.
We got a lot of great calls.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning. It's been a while since we've been on the air. We've had a lot of badger bumps, and we're glad Bucky's doing well, but we miss you guys.
Yeah, it's good to be back on. We're going to have to figure out if we remember how to do this.
Exactly.
But we're lucky we have a guest today who can probably show us how. So.
And we want to wish everybody out there a happy Veterans Day. Both Randy and I are veterans, and we just want to extend to all of you on behalf of our SCORE chapter, thanks for your service. And we really appreciate all the sacrifices you guys made and you gals made. So let's go.
Yep.
We have a great show this morning, Randy.
Yep.
Our guest this morning is Kurt Haling. Kurt is a sponsor of BizTalk. He's a CPA. He's an owner in Albertson Haling CPAs in Appleton and Green Bay. And we're going to be talking tax planning this morning. Just want to remind everyone, the show is brought to you by the Fox City SCORE chapter. We'll tell you more about our chapter during the program. And we encourage you to call in with any questions because we're talking tax planning this morning. Somebody might have a question out there. You can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. So without further ado, good morning, Kurt. Welcome to the program.
Morning. Good to be here again.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Kurt, and your firm and where you're located. What kind of accounting do you do? What kind of clients do you serve?
Well, we have offices in Green Bay and the Fox Cities. My partner, Jim Alberts, also a veteran, so we thank him for his service as well as you guys. And we are celebrating an anniversary this month, 20 years since we filed our Articles of Organization.
Congratulations.
So,
fast 20 years.
Yep. And, you know, small business work, you get past 3 years, it's a lot of times it's a cause for a celebration. So 20 years is a real cause for celebration for us. And we've been working with a lot of small business owners, anything from the one-man shop to some of the places you might see out in the industrial parks with maybe as on the high end, maybe 50 employees. But the real sweet spot for us is the people that are just starting out, just hiring employees, just getting off the ground, maybe just quitting their day job and getting into this full time as their all day, every day source of income, and helping them get rolling with things, getting off the ground with QuickBooks training, tax planning, what they need to do to get organized and get off the ground properly. And then in the back end, when it's time to sell, you know, are they going to sell internally? Hopefully they're getting out of business with a profit at the end, and we don't have to unwind something that's going the wrong way, but those things do happen as well.
We also want to thank you, Kurt, for your collaboration with the SCORE chapter. Your firm helps us with a lot of different things, and for the last 2 years or so, or maybe three, you've been working on that QuickBooks training program that we've been doing every year. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun for us because that is a class that we run. The package class runs over 4 weeks, and we do everything from how to set up your basic chart of accounts in QuickBooks and how to navigate within QuickBooks, some of the basics. And then we do a session based on your payable system, how to pay bills, how to write checks, how to set up your vendors in there. And then on the flip side, we do a session that it deals with sales and estimates and collecting money, which is always the fun part, and then things like paying sales tax or running credit card charges and things like that. And then the last one kind of ties it all together through reporting, how to reconcile your bank statements and your credit card statements and make sure you've got accurate information in there, how to understand what you're looking at, and then using the planning and budgeting functions in there as well. Then we have a standalone session that deals with payroll and inventory that Sue Stahula from our office is going to be running as well. Sue is a CPA as well as a certified QuickBooks advisor in our office, so we're really glad to have her. She's been back with us now for almost a year. She's with us for about 6 years prior to that. So that's a real fun program for us.
And just for you out there who, if you're thinking about this program and have an interest in it, it is going to be shown done again this coming spring. We're planning on it. So just a reminder, keep an eye on the SCORE website, foxcities.score.org, and keep track of the different programs that are coming up because this one is one that does sell out. Everybody, mm-hmm. We get about 16 to 20 people at that
one. Yeah, we've got full house again this year, and it's a good group. It's a group of there's a lot of good interaction in there and good questions that come up in there, and with QuickBooks, without going into too much detail on it, it's it's the leading small business software.
Yes.
Probably 90% of our clients are using it, and it works from a standpoint of from a service businesses, retail businesses, wholesale, manufacturing business. There's functions in there for everybody, and you can get to be pretty large before you outgrow QuickBooks.
And QuickBooks is grown too. They've become more focused on just machine shops or landscapers or service companies. They have accounting that suited
right.
To those
types of industries. Right, so they've got some specialties that you can buy in that area as well. And so one of the nice things with them is you can get things that are either within, you can get some focused softwares itself, or even within the basic packages, there's some things that can tweak towards service businesses
right.
or retail businesses. So it's a good program. We've been using it for many years, and we've got our certifications as far as being certified yep. QuickBooks advisors, and it's really helped out our clients as well.
And because our friend over at New Horizons, Pat
Riley
donates his lab, his computer mm-hmm. lab, and people who sign up for this program pay score $125 or something for those sessions,
right.
those five sessions. But having that computer there, and you can give examples in the class, and they can see it right on the screen right there.
We go through real live examples,
huge.
And so we'll show one of the things in QuickBooks is a lot of times there's multiple ways to do the same things. So we'll sometimes show a couple of the different ways to get to the same point in there, just so that we can help these people understand. And everybody's different. Everybody learns differently. Everybody functions a little bit differently inside their software. So what works well for one person, maybe another person's got a different way of going in, getting to the same place.
But yep. but the great thing, as you said, it's hands-on.
It's
so
hands
you can
on.
Really
right.
get
it's
the hands-on.
It's
experience.
You're not going through a 200-page book. You're doing yep. it hands-on.
Great.
So moving along, we hear a lot in the news today about the imminent or pending tax law changes and a lot of politics going on and a lot of balloons floating out there by all the different sides about this is a better package than that one. But before we get into that plan or what's might come out of that plan, share with us, Kurt, your feeling, your opinion on some strategies business owners can use at this time of the year to plan for the year end, whether there's a tax law change coming or not.
Well, the first thing I want to bring up with respect to any proposed tax law changes, number one, I've had people ask me this over the last couple of weeks, whatever is passed, if anything is passed, is not going to be effective for 2017. So this year is going to be working under this set of rules yet. Anything that passes is going to be for 2018 going forward. So if you don't take anything else away from this program, that's one key thing. So that said, using the rules that we've got, some of the things that we're looking at with people, we're talking to our business owners and we're getting a copy of their balance sheet and their profit loss statements and getting an idea of where they at for the year. A lot of companies are doing well in this economy. Construction related companies are doing well. For instance, the manufacturers, a lot of them are doing well. So where are they at from a tax perspective? What do we need to do before the year end to minimize the tax hit? And some of the strategies we use there when we're looking at that P&L is annualizing that out. What's the rest of the year going to look like? Do they have any equipment needs that they need? Do we buy it now? Do we push it off till next year? Retirement planning, have they fully funded the retirement plans, and can we fully fund those retirement plans for the owners? Are there any other employee bonuses or owner bonuses we should be taking? Anything else along those lines that we can use to minimize the hit for this year, as well as taking at least a little bit of a look forward as to what's next year going to hold for them from their own business standpoint, not necessarily from the tax law standpoint, but what's next year looking like for them from a business standpoint going into 2018.
Well, when it comes to making changes and so on, when you examine the situation for this year, what kind of deadlines do you have? When do you have to actually have made those changes and get that stuff on the books?
Those changes all need to be done by December 31st. So after December 31st, there's really not a lot you can do for your business as far as decreasing the business income. I mean, at that point, it's pretty much all history and historical fact, and at that point we're just doing the reporting. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, that's when we can implement these changes mm-hmm. and get those things into place for people.
So now's the time to get your books in shape and make sure where you're
exactly.
at.
And we've been spending a good part of the last month to 6 weeks doing that. So mm-hmm. as the fourth quarter started, we started doing that with people because there's only so much we can do internally in December, for instance. So we're doing a lot of that work right now because we don't want to flood of clients coming in trying to get all this stuff done between the week, you know, between Christmas and New Year's and that last week of the year. I don't want people trying to go out and buy a bunch of equipment or anything like that. It's just not practical. They're not going to get it bought and paid for and in place by that point.
Well, if you have a question for Kurt this morning, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're making a longer distance call, cell phones doesn't really matter, but you might be on a landline, call us at 866-887-1150, 866-887-1150. Kurt, another thing that people need to be aware of is they need to have their records in order. They need to. They can't just come in at the end of the year and give you a shoebox or paper and crumpled up sheets and say, sort it out.
Well, no, I mean, if somebody does that, if somebody brings a shoebox, there better be a pair of shoes in it.
Or something to drink.
Exactly. So,
we do have a caller on the line, Kurt. Good morning, Pat. You have a question for Kurt?
Hello?
Yeah, Pat. Yeah,
you're on
the air. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, Kurt, I got a question. How do I know or what should I do to decide whether I'm going to take my salary out as a salary versus an owner withdrawal?
First question, how is your business set up? Is it an S corporation?
The LLC.
Right, LLC tax as a partnership, tax as a S corp. There's no tax. That leads into a good question. There's no tax form that's an LLC. You're either an LLC is either taxed as a sole proprietor, an S corp, partnership.
It's a sole proprietor.
So in that situation, you really don't take a payroll. You only take an owner You only take an owner draw or an owner distribution. You don't take a W-2 salary and take out withholdings on it. You should be. So in that situation, it really doesn't matter what you take out of the business from a tax perspective. It's what the business made, whether you take it out or not. And some people get confused on that.
Okay.
That's why they should talk to Kurt.
That's
help
right.
Help straighten that out a little bit, because it is different. LLCs are not a recognized entity by the IRS.
It is. And in a situation where you've got an LLC that's taxed as a sole proprietor, I've had people say to me, well, I only took, say, $20,000 of the business. How can you say I made $50,000? It's what the business made, not what you took out of it. So that's a key point.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, Pat, thanks for the call. That was a good question this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the help. Bye.
Yep. We have another caller on the line. We have a couple of minutes. Good morning, Bill. You have a question for Kurt? Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. You have a question for Kurt? Thanks
I have
for calling.
A question. Kurt mentioned earlier that they work to help people set up credit card systems. Who do you recommend as a credit card processor in the area?
I don't want to give out any free advertising, but there's a couple of companies that we've dealt with. MCCI does a good job. You can do it through QuickBooks itself also. So there's a couple of good companies that we've dealt with. MCCS, I'm sorry. three of the four initials correct there, but they're a good local organization, and then you can also do it through QuickBooks itself. It depends on the level of processing you're going to have, so I would get a hold of those guys and see what's going to be the best fit for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Bill, for that call. Now, that takes us to our first break this morning, Kurt. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Kurt Haling, and you've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
At Alberts & Haling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Thursday.
Acres Away. Hey, there you go, Randy.
Yeah.
Huh? Yep. Thanks for that, Matt. Happy Veterans Day to everybody listening. Glad you served, and thank you for everything you've done, all the sacrifices that both you and your families made while you were serving. Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking with Curt Haling this morning. Curt is an owner with Albertson Haling CPAs in Appleton and Green Bay. We're talking tax planning. We'd like to talk to you a little bit about SCORE, tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter quick. Our SCORE chapter is located in Fox City's Chamber Building. We service an eight-county area from Appleton to Fond du Lac and Oshkosh in between. We have about 50 mentors in our chapter who basically volunteer their time in various disciplines to help you, the business owner, grow or start or thrive. We are there for the life of your business, and all of the mentoring is free and confidential. Our disciplines include marketing, intellectual properties, legal, accounting, product development, workflow, banking, cash flow management. Whatever your company's challenges are, I'll bet there's an opportunity for you to get some knowledge at SCORE, and you can find us at foxcities.score.org. Just check out the website, fill out the request for mentoring, send it in, and someone will be contacting you within 24 to 48 hours to start that process. So our guest this morning is Curt Haling, and we're talking tax planning. Before we go any further, Curt, in the first segment, you gave us a lot of helpful information, but tell us where people can reach you.
They can get a hold of us. The Fox Valley office is 886-2241, Green Bay 405-8549. Otherwise, you can go to the website is albertshaling.com, albertshaling.com. And you can get a hold of us that way. And we've got a new link on there where you can actually schedule an appointment through the website as well.
That's
super.
Perfect.
Yep.
What was that phone number again? I didn't catch that. I'm not good with numbers.
886-2241.
All right. Great.
Thanks, Curt. Curt, we were talking in the first segment about the importance of coming in and doing some pre-year-end planning. What are some examples? Do you have any examples of someone who doesn't do that? And if they would do it, they could avoid these terrible consequences.
Well, there's a situation that came up recently. We're actually dealing with one of our extended clients, and it was in October. The extension deadline is October 15th. So we had a situation where we did the return, went through everything in their QuickBooks, and with what was in there, it looked like they were going to owe
$50,000. Oh, my gosh.
And so we had to sit down with them and say, okay, let's go through this a little bit. And what we found was in December of that year, they had a $90,000 deposit on a construction job that really was a job for the following year, so into 2017. They had no cost against it yet, and that income really was, you know, that customer could have backed out of the job, and they would have owed them that money back. It really wasn't income for 2016 yet.
Deferred revenue.
It was deferred revenue, exactly. So them not understanding that concept and not talking to us, without going through and finding that $90,000 would have ended up showing as income to them. So they went from, you know, on the original run, it would have looked like about $45,000 due. They ended up owing closer to 10.
That's huge.
Good
yeah.
idea. Yeah. Certainly. Very, very important to keep track of what you're doing and where it actually falls in the proper years and so on.
Yeah. Good. Certainly worth the time and expense mm-hmm. of going to talk to an accountant. And do some planning.
And do some planning and make sure that we've got a good understanding of what's actually going on throughout that year.
Sometimes yep. that kind of brings in an idea between the difference between the cash side of the accounting and the accrual side, what really is taking place. Do people really understand that? Is that an area that people should need some help with?
The business owners especially should understand if they're on a cash basis or accrual basis of accounting. And what that means is what cash basis is it's the old cash in, cash out type of accounting. What you took in is what you record as income. What you paid out is what you record as expense. And there's a lot of flexibility there that you can do from that perspective. The accrual basis is a little bit more complicated because it's based more on what did you earn that year? What did you bill out that year, whether you collected it or not? And on the expense side, what did you get in for bills that have to be paid? Whether they got paid or not, there's still expenses to the company that are due. And in a lot of situations, you may be carrying an inventory as well, and what's your inventory at the end of the year as well? And that's where you can find, you know, when we're dealing with some of the accrual-based people, how accurate is the invoice, is the inventory? is there any obsolete inventory in there that should be written off?
Like LIFO and FIFO and all that other good stuff.
That now you're getting crazy. Complicated. Yeah, we don't want to get into
really
that.
It's really complicated, but we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Jerry. You have a question for Kurt? Good morning, Jerry. Can you hear us?
I'm a retired business owner and 67 years old. My wife filed for her Social Security when she was 66. And then I filed and deferred, I think, and I'm getting some of her spousal benefits. But if I get my Social Security, if I filed my Social Security, I'm just going to pay. I'm in that higher tax bracket. I still got a fair amount of business income revenue coming in. Should I wait till I'm 70? I know I was told that you got to stay until, you know, you won't get, you recoup that until you're 80. I don't know if I'll live that long, you know.
That turns into a big math problem, because especially with Social Security itself, because that gets pretty complicated, especially when you have the spousal side into it. That's one of those where we'd want to sit down and actually run the numbers to see what's going to make the most sense for you. One thing that you did touch on, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, is Social Security is taxable income if you have enough other income from pension IRAs or a business offsetting that income, and it's taxable. And the other thing I would say, and a lot of people get confused about this, is there's a rule at 62, between 62 and 66, you can only make as earned income, W-2 and business earnings, roughly $15,000, or you have to start paying Social Security back. That's different than paying tax on your Social Security. So there's some specific tax rules with Social Security that you want to be aware of. You can defer it until 70, and the longer you defer, it actually goes up 8% every year.
Right.
So there is some value to waiting on that. It's like getting an 8% return on your investment. The other thing you have to take into consideration at that point is your health, too. You know, the guy that's had a quadruple bypass at 60, I'm probably not going to tell him to defer if he's got health issues.
Right. Jerry, that's a good question.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot for calling, Jerry. Have a good weekend.
One of the other things, too, you might want to think about is definitely talk to the people at the Social Security office. They can give you some excellent advice. They're very, very good at listening to your questions and helping you out on that. So it's another excellent resource for you.
Well, thanks again, Jerry, for that call. Good comment, Randy. We're going to take our next break now. We have to do that to pay the bills, and we'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Semper Fi,
yeah.
All you guys out there,
yeah,
thanks again for your service.
Yeah, stand up and take a bow, gentlemen. Excellent job.
You betcha. You're listening to Biz Talk this morning. Our guest is Kurt Hayling. Kurt is a partner with Alberts & Hayling CPAs. 20-year anniversary coming up.
20 years this month.
Yeah, congratulations, Kurt. And best wishes for another 60.
Okay. Doing the math on that, that's not going to happen.
Doesn't calculate, does it? But Kurt's also a sponsor of BizTalk. He works with our chapter. His firm collaborates with our chapter in bringing a lot of training to entrepreneurs in the Fox Valley area. So we really appreciate all the support you give us, Kurt. In the last segment, I shared with you things that our chapter does in terms of free and confidential mentoring. But in addition to that, we also do some seminars. And, Randy, anything on the calendar right now?
Well, as we said before, we're finishing up with the QuickBooks program that we have going right now. Mm-hmm. Nothing on the immediate schedule, except if you're from the Oshkosh area and are interested in becoming a SCORE mentor. There's a planning program going to be going on the 14th, that's this Tuesday, mm-hmm. at 5 o'clock. at the Fox River Brewing Company on right on the riverfront. If you're interested in attending that, finding out more about what's involved, becoming a SCORE mentor, mm-hmm. it's an excellent opportunity. Would recommend that you go to either our SCORE, foxcities.score.org, or else go to the Oshkosh Chamber SCORE website. They have it there, and they'll have information for you on how to register and what it's all about.
Right.
But if you're looking to give back, it's a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. And being a SCORE mentor is a lot of fun. As you mentioned, giving back makes you feel really good to help other people out. And we also have some SCORE mentors in our chapter who are snowbirds, and they go Florida, Texas in the wintertime.
Right.
But then they become engaged in a local chapter down there for those 3 months. And they come back to Appleton and continue their mentorship up here.
Right.
So it's a national organization, something like 350 chapters, 12, 13,000 volunteers around the country. And I think SCORE is like 55 years old or 56
mm-hmm. years old. It started in 1964.
So. Yeah. So it's a long history and it's a lot of fun. So if you're interested in being a mentor in Oshkosh or Appleton or Fond du Lac, check us out at foxcities.score.org.
Right.
Kurt, when we did our first two segments this morning, we're talking about planning and some of the consequences of not planning. Let's talk a little bit about these discussions we're hearing in the news about the proposed tax law changes. There's a lot of politics out there. What sort of things are you hearing, and what sort of advice would you offer to our clients or to our listening audience?
Well, right now they're in the negotiation stage of it. There's the House of Representatives has a planned, a proposed tax law change. The Senate has their own tax law change. What'll happen is they'll work to combine those into one package that'll eventually get voted on. Two things you don't want to see being made are tax laws and sausage. They're ugly propositions. There's some rhetoric out there about what's going to change and what's being proposed. The thing that I would advise to people is don't believe it until it's actually passed. Because there's going to be changes made right up until the last minute in some of these things that are being proposed. You see some of the things that are being proposed as far as C corporations and the tax that they pay, the pass-through entities like your S corporations and your partnerships and the rates that they pay. Those are going to affect a lot of our small business owners. Those you're going to want to pay attention to from the standpoint of how could it possibly affect you and what changes to make once it passes. There's also going to be a lot of changes that get made as far as individuals go, which would affect all taxpayers. I know a lot of us have heard the thing where they say you're going to be able to do your tax return on the back of a postcard. I don't know if it's going to get that simplified or not. That seems like a lot of oversimplification to me. But at the same time, there are going to be some major changes coming up that'll affect everybody from your low-income earners to your high-income earners to your business owners. So there are going to be some changes made. Keep abreast of them, but at the same time, until it's final, there's going to be changes made right up until the last day of the last vote on it.
Okay, well, that's what you had said, too, is no matter what they do, nothing is going to be really changing anything for the 2017 activity.
And that's the key thing to keep in mind. It's not going to affect anything for this calendar year's tax return. It's all going to be going into 2018 and forward. The other thing you're going to hear, well, it's going to affect people this way. It's going to affect people that way. It's going to be a cut for this. It's going to be an increase for that. That's a lot of political rhetoric that's going on where certain individual situations are going to get picked apart. And there are going to be situations where it's going to be a reduction for some people. It's going to be an increase for others. The overall impact of it, you know, is something that where the political end of it gets in. I'm going to try and stay out of that as much as possible. But that said, you know, from the business owner's perspective, you're going to want to watch some of those things, especially with respect to the pass-through entities, the corporate tax rates, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Kurt, we hear a lot in the news every day about the tax and all the jockeying going on, positioning in the politics. You hear about these shorter tax forms and the simplified tax filing process, reporting process. You think something like that's going to develop? Are you hearing anything in your world about that?
It might, especially for lack of a better term, I'll call it rank and file tax filers who have a W-2, not a lot of other income. They don't have rentals. They don't have a business. They don't have pensions. They don't have IRA income. They don't get Social Security. You know, it's going to be a small window of people that might apply to, which would really be your same window of people that are filing 1040 EZs right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't see a lot of those types of things because those are the ones that people can go online and do online right now, or they can do TurboTax or whatever it might be, you know, some of those types of things. Those people are – it's not going to change that much in their situation.
Sure. If you have a question for Kurt this morning, give us a call at 281-1150 here in the studio, 281-1150. If you're outside the area, call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 866-887-1150.
And Kurt, you know, we were talking a little bit about the what you need to do now and so on, no matter what it goes on in the tax rules. If you were going to give somebody a piece of advice right now, what should I be putting together? What should I have in my hand so that I can come and see you properly and make sure that everything gets taken properly?
From the business owner's perspective, we want to see a good reconciled bank statement where your bank accounts are reconciled, your credit cards are reconciled, and then a profit and loss that we can go through and see, okay, where are you really at for this year right now? What's happening for 2017? And what's the rest of the year going to look like? You know, for instance, a retail store, maybe they might have a, you know, Christmas right around the corner. What's Christmas time traditionally look like, for instance? Or with a manufacturer, are there ebbs and flows? What's the end of the year going to look like? Or what do you got on the horizon order-wise that you're looking at? The construction guys, the same thing, depending on their situation. These construction guys, it used to be where they were down 2, 3, 4 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. Now these guys are going all year long.
Right.
And so you don't have that downturn like you had years ago. So these guys are building all year long. And so what's the winter look like for them? You know, before the ground freezes, they can keep doing stuff. And even when it freezes, they're still digging holes and getting things built.
So make sure that you have your up to date what's happened now, and make sure you look at what's still available to happen between now and January 1st.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. And in support of everything we're talking about at this time of the year, sitting down and talking with the CPA and doing tax planning, the business owner would be better served if they had an annual budget that they looked at every month to see how the company's performing based on what they planned the company to do for that whole year. That's really the crux of it. And I always tell my clients, if you get to the point where you understand how your daily decisions are impacting your cash flow, you have a better chance of being more successful and you'll sleep better at night.
Well, and there's a lot of truth to that. And a good budget is not just taking the year before and adding 5% to it and calling it good. The good budget says, what's this year really going to look like? And so, you know, for internally, what I always look at is the comparison of the year before and then the comparison of the budget, as well as a comparison between the two offices. And I'll do that on a cash basis because that's how we file, but also on an accrual basis so I know what's really out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at it from those four perspectives. And when you look at it from that way, you look at it from four different perspectives, you're going to get to the bottom of it one way or another.
You'll see any threats coming or opportunities coming before they get to you, and you'll know how to deal with them.
Right. And
you'll be better prepared.
And what that does, too, not just from a tax standpoint, but that'll also set up, okay, are we going to need to borrow? Are we going to need to hit a line of credit here? Or are we going to need some equipment? Are we going to need to staff up? Those sorts of things are going to – it's going to become almost self-evident as you look down the road.
For those companies who have employees, and I don't know the cutoff numbers or anything, and I don't want to get political, but I'm just wondering how these two behemoths will mesh. That is the new tax code with the Obamacare, with the Health Care Act. Employers have employees, and they have to treat those people to offer health insurance in some cases, others not. What do you see? Do you see any collisions coming? Do you see any clarifications coming as the new tax laws is coming into place and dealing with the health care programs that we have to have?
Well, they've tried about 3 or 4 different health care proposals since the January inauguration, none of which have come through. Okay. I still think at some point something is going to change along that line. I don't know exactly what. this tax package itself does not have a lot that is tied to the health care program. So, for instance, the employers that have 50 employees or more still have to offer the health insurance. There's still the health insurance mandate out there for the individual people, whether they get through work or go through the exchanges or buy privately. There's still a requirement out there. And the IRS is actually going to be looking at that requirement. And did you have insurance? And if you got a refund coming and you didn't have the insurance, they're going to pull that penalty right out of your refund. They did not enforce that as much last year. They are going to be enforcing that more so this year. That has come out of Washington already. That said, I don't see a lot of tie-in from either the tax proposals and the health insurance that's out there right now. Doesn't mean that couldn't change, but I think that would be taking one political football and making it into a huge political football, and I don't know that they want to go that route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets very political, and as we emphasized in the program already, don't speculate. As Kurt pointed out, be patient, wait till the ink is on the paper and it's dry ink, mm-hmm. and then we can respond to the facts as they pass it. Going forward, business owners are looking at, you see all these help wanted signs out there. People are looking for employees today. And what is the thing about what's going on with wages? Does the minimum pay in Wisconsin change? You're hearing a lot of $15 an hour things going on around the country. What's Wisconsin like?
There's been some proposals out there to raise the minimum wage in Wisconsin. Nothing has passed yet. And I don't know that that's on the horizon in Wisconsin, unless it would come through a federal mandate, and I don't know that that's on the horizon yet. That said, given the state of the economy and the difficulty people are having hiring employees, somebody that's paying minimum wage is going to have a hard time hiring somebody when the next person down the road is paying $10 an hour or $12 an hour. Taking it to the next level employee, you know, if you're able to offer health benefits, even if you're not required to, if you're able to, if you can fit it in your budget, you're going to get a better employee than the company that doesn't. Same sort of thing with your 401ks or other retirement plans that you can offer compared to somebody who doesn't. You're going to be able to attract and retain better employees from that situation and have less turnover. Less turnover means more consistency within your organization and better workflow in general.
Better service to the customers.
Right.
So the cost of an employee isn't just the $10 an hour. There's also the employer's portion of FICA. There's workman's comp. There's other factors that build into that.
There's a lot of other factors built into that. The first thing that when I sit down with somebody will say, well, how much does it cost me to hire an employee if I'm going to pay him $15 an hour, for instance? Well, the first thing you got to think of is the Social Security and Medicare cost, which is FICA. That's 7.65%, and that goes on.
That's just what the employer pays.
That's the employer's share. The other share comes off the employee's paycheck. So that's the employee's responsibility and it comes off their check. But the employer matches that at 7.65%, and that goes on up to well over $100,000, $118,000 for this year. So you have that amount in there. You also have the unemployment rate, which whatever state rate you're going to have, that's on the first $14,000. That starts at about 3% and can go up or down depending on how many people are claiming unemployment on you. There's also a little bit of federal unemployment. Then you have work comp, which changes based on the amount, the risk level. Somebody that's a roofer is going to be at a much higher rate than an office person, for instance. So you've got that issue. And then if you get into your benefits, your 401ks, your health insurances, things like that, you know, you add that in there, that $15 an hour person can end up costing $22.50 in those situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Brad. Do you have a question for Kurt?
One more time. Yes, thank you. I'm wondering, can my single member LLC switch to an S corporation to avoid self-employment tax?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It is.
So a single member LLC, typically, if you don't make an election, just to give a little bit of background for listeners, if a single member LLC is going to be taxed as a sole proprietor, unless you make an election, be taxed as an S corp. And when it's taxed as a sole proprietor, whatever profit that makes, or whether it's $10,000 or $50,000, that's going to get subject to self-employment tax. And what self-employment tax is, it's the equivalent of the Social Security and Medicare, or the FICA that we were just talking about. And because you're the business owner, you get to pay both shares of that FICA or self-employment tax. So that's about 15% that you're paying.
Yep.
So in a situation where you've got maybe you're making $50,000, you're paying $7,500 worth of Social Security and Medicare through that self-employment tax. You can make an election to be taxed as an S corporation, and when you make that election as an S corporation, you as the owner are required to take a payroll. Now the question becomes, how much payroll do you need to take? There's a couple of rules. There's a rule of thumb, and then there's a hard and fast rule. And with respect to this, and I think what you're getting at, is you have to take some payroll, but you can also take what's called a distribution, and that's short for distribution of profits. That means you can take a portion of those profits out of the business without paying that Social Security and Medicare or self-employment tax, and that's tax saved. And then you also have to take some payroll. So the hard and fast rule says you cannot take out more in distributions than you have invested in that business, okay? And you say, well, how could you ever do that? Well, think about it. If you've got a manufacturer who goes out and buys a $100,000 piece of equipment, borrows $90,000 against it, but writes that whole $100,000 off, he's upside down. He can't take a distribution. A lot of service businesses aren't going to be in that situation, so as long as you're right side up in your business, you can take that distribution of profits out, and then the question comes, how much payroll do you have to take? Well, the rule of thumb says don't take more in distributions than you take in payroll, and so for the guy who's making $50,000, maybe you take $25,000 payroll, $25,000 distributions, or you've just cut your self-employment tax in half.
So that's a great question, Brad.
So from $7,500 from somebody making $50,000, you could potentially knock that down to $3,750.
Well, thanks for that call,
Brad.
Thank you very much, Brad. That was a great question. Thanks, Kurt. With that, we're going to take our last break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll wrap up the program. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit albertshayling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Community. Credit Union.
You found a new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance.
See how Fox can help you with 22 locations and loan experts that make it easy.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
Into the wild.
Okay, we finally got something for the Zoomies out there. Thank you.
All right. Well, once again, we've been saying thank you to all the veterans during the program this morning from our SCORE chapter, Randy, me, and Kurt, and Matt here in the studio. Thanks for all your service. Thanks for all your sacrifices. And we have a great country because a lot of people made a lot of sacrifices, and many made the ultimate sacrifice, and we don't want to forget them. So thanks to everyone for your service. This program is brought to you each weekend by the SCORE chapter, Fox City SCORE chapter. And we couldn't do this program without the support of our sponsors. I'd just like to thank them right now for their sponsorship. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hayling CPAs. Our friend Kurt Hayling this morning is a partner in that firm. Also, Legal Business Edge, LLC, Sarah DeBruin, doing business law. Want to thank Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation, or WBD. They're a statewide community development corporation. There are about 253 of those around the country, and they're rated number 8 in the country here in Wisconsin. So we want to thank them for doing their SBA work and training lenders and entrepreneurs and how to be successful. Also want to thank Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski over in Oshkosh, who built our website for biztalkwithscore.com. If you've missed the program or would like to hear an archived show, go to biztalkwithscore.com. And thanks to Zach and his team for helping to build and help us maintain that website. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News. Every 2 weeks they come out with a great periodical called the Business News, and in that periodical they support our program, so we reciprocate and thank them for their support. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to the Business News for only $20 a year, you really should be. You're going to gain a lot of knowledge about what's going on in the entrepreneurial market and the business community in central Wisconsin. So thanks to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate your support. Kurt, as we wrap up the program, first let's start with how can folks get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of us in the Valley at 886-2241, Green Bay 405-8549. Website is albertshaling.com, albertshaling.com. And we do have an appointment request ticker on there, so if you want to get together, you can try to schedule an appointment on there, and we can get you in and sit down in person and go through your individual situation. And also working with these people at the QuickBooks classes, we've made some good connections that way as well.
Kurt, tell us a little bit about your process. If a listener is out there, has a business going, might be family business 20 years, or maybe they've just been in business for 1 year, and they want to come in and see what you can do for them, they can make that appointment on a website or call you at one of the numbers. Is there a cost for that initial meeting? And beyond that, what do you offer? How do you help your clients? What do you do for your clients?
Well, first of all, we don't charge for the initial meeting because at that point we're still fact-finding and making sure that we're going to be a good fit for for them and that they're going to be a good fit for us. So that's kind of a fact-finding meeting and a chance to meet and find out more about the situation. Then at that point, once we get a chance to look at the situation, we can take a look at is the business structured properly? If they're an LLC, should they make that switch to the S-Corp, and similar to what we talked about in the last segment, being taxed as an S-Corp. If they're going through the situation of hiring employees, what do they need to worry about from the standpoint of payroll taxes, and when do they need to file, and what needs to get filed, and who needs to file what? So we can help along that side of things. From the record-keeping standpoint, whether it's QuickBooks training or another program that they're using, we can help with that as well, so they get good reporting internally from as far as putting together a balance sheet and a P&L and the data going into putting that together. And then getting into the planning end of it is once all that's done, then we can really help from the planning side of it and help them start saving some money.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kurt.
Okay, well, Kurt, that brings us to this point in the show where I'm going to ask you for your biz tip. What would you recommend for people out there right now as far as what they should do?
I think the easy one for this time of the year is the old proper planning prevents poor performance, because if you're doing a good job with your tax planning now, it should help minimize the tax hit come February, March, April.
Okay. So plan ahead, use your numbers that you have now, and use that to direct yourself into the next year.
Exactly.
Great.
Yep.
Perfect timing.
Kurt, thanks for coming in this morning. It was good to have you on the show. It's always a pleasure. We learn a lot when you're here.
Always a pleasure to be here, and again, thanks to the veterans.
You betcha. Thanks, Kurt. And you've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.